Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for this day that you have made and have given to us as a gift. And God, we ask that as we continue to worship you this morning, that you would speak to our hearts and our minds. Lord, that your voice would be clear. And Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, my rock and my Savior. Amen. So I have a question. Always full of questions. What do these have in common? The Alfalfa Club, the Bohemian Club, the Belizean Club, Grove, the Yellowstone Club, Bilderberg Group, the China Entrepreneur Club, and Augusta National Golf Club. What do they have in common? What? They're all clubs, okay. They're exclusive clubs. In fact, that's right. These are eight of the most exclusive clubs you would ever want to join. Some are by invitation only. You can't get in unless somebody invites you. Some of these clubs are men's club, like the Bohemian Club, and then women's only club, like the Belizean Grove that was created because of the Bohemian Club. Because they didn't like not having their own club. One of these clubs has an invitation fee of $250,000 with an annual fee of $20,000. Talk about exclusive. It makes it almost impossible to become a part of one of these clubs, even if you wanted to. The same might be held true for those who are seeking God in the days leading up to Jesus' birth. It was becoming almost impossible to become a part of the Israelite community. What do you mean? It was almost impossible to become a part of the Israelite community. Well, if we take a step back, remember the upper story, God's story. God created people to enter into a relationship with God. To know God and to be known by God. Not just for a moment, but for all eternity. And after a number of attempts to be in relationship with creation, God finally chose a people group, beginning with Abraham, the Hebrew nation, to be an assembly of people who would help others to know and to be in relationship with God. During those years, there were prophets, there were priests, there were kings who were all tasked with helping people know God, to help others outside of their nation know God. Yet it got to a point where it was becoming quite an exclusive club. In the lower story, people's story, God's rules for living had become so cumbersome with men's additional rules, and the Pharisees, who were the leading priests, had become so rigid, it was hard to find or to be acceptable to God. It was nearly impossible to join in the community of God. Instead of the Pharisees helping others to know God and to declare God's praises, they were almost rebuffing people from knowing God because of the amount of rules that had to be followed. What should have been free seemed to be almost impossible to obtain and live with through the Pharisaical laws. Now, from the last mention of God in the Old Testament to the birth of Jesus in the New Testament, there were 400 years of silence. The priests were still at the temple. Yet there were no prophets getting or giving a word from God. There were no kings on the throne to lead people to God. Although there was a promise from the last prophet, Malachi, of a new king, of a final king. But there was no promised arrival date of this king. Now, do you know why God the Father chose just over 2,000 years ago to have Jesus enter the world? Do you know why God had over 2,000 years ago, had Jesus enter the world at that point in time? Do you know why? Do you know why? It's a yes or no question. I don't either. I don't either. But what I do know is that Jews were under Roman rule, and this once proud and powerful nation had squandered their right to govern themselves. And what I do know, and most importantly, is that they had strayed away from God's original purpose. To be in a faith-filled relationship with God and to draw other people to God. That I do know. You know, it's kind of really no different than the church today. God calls us not to be an exclusive club where to join is nearly impossible, but to be people who are deeply and faithfully in love with God, in an ongoing relationship with God. An arm opening, come with me and I'll take you to the one who loves you and me to death kind of relationship. That's the kind of people we're supposed to be. So back about 2,000 years ago, like when God chose Abraham to begin afresh the relationship between God and people, God chose Mary and Joseph to help begin for the last time to draw people close to God. My understanding of Scripture says Mary and Joseph were chosen because they were faithful, because they were faithful to God, and they were trustworthy to believe that God would keep his promises. Simply said, they were obedient. Faith. Trust. Obedience. In the upper story, God chose this final way to help people to know God, the Father, by sending Jesus, his Son, into the world. Just so that we are clear on this, Jesus, Scripture says this about Jesus. Read it with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Two things. First, Jesus is God, always has been, and always will. That's number one. Two, all things were made through Jesus. Nothing has been made without Jesus. Jesus is the Creator. And to help us to understand his importance, it goes on to say, in him was life. After all, he is the Creator, right? In him was life, and that life was the light to all mankind, to all people. The light of all mankind. People spend their whole life looking for this light, this light that shines in the darkness. This light that no darkness can overcome. People look for it in Buddhism and Hinduism, in Confucianism and Islam and Judaism, but they can't find the light. For these religions at best only recognize Jesus as a good man, a spiritual man, but not God in the flesh. Scripture here is clear that the world did not recognize Jesus. Many of the leaders of the Jews did not recognize the one that they professed to serve, to worship, to love, to follow. The one that they were called on to help others know. Do you know him? Do you love him? Do you serve him? Do you follow him? Do you worship him? With all of your heart and mind and strength? Are you actively seeking to help others to know this baby Jesus? Many, many did not seek to know Jesus then. And because they did not receive him, they never became a child of God. A child who would live together with God, not just at that moment, but for all eternity. And there are still many in this world around us, people you and I both know, who don't know Jesus and who won't receive Jesus as their Savior and will be separated from God for all eternity. Listen, there was a man who had a big barn just across the yard from his big picture window set in the house. One day, some geese landed late in the yard in the afternoon as the terrible storm was beginning to blow through. It was not the kind of storm that dumps inches. It was the kind of storm that dumps feet of snow. And the snow began to fall. And the man became concerned for the safety of these creatures, knowing that if they stayed, they would probably perish. So he went out into the yard to shoo them away. But they just scattered out into the further reaches of the yard. He went back into the house as darkness started to settle in, thinking to himself, how can I speak to these geese? I know. I'll open my big barn doors and turn on the light, and they'll naturally go into the safety of the barn. By this time, the snow was really beginning to come down hard and to accumulate. So he went outside and he opened the doors of his barn and put on a light, but they didn't move. So he slowly worked his way around the geese, and he tried to chase them once again into the barn, but they scattered out into the yard. Desperately, he wondered what he could do to get them out of the darkness and into the safety of the light. Then the idea came to him. If I could only become like one of them, maybe they will follow me into the light of the safety of the barn. And so Jesus willingly, in obedience to God the Father, put on flesh and made his dwelling with us, that we might follow him into the light, into the safety of his heavenly Father's arms. Are you willing to walk like Jesus into other people's lives with the love of God, to develop a relationship of trust and love so that one day, they might follow you into the kingdom of light? Can you commit your life to follow Jesus, that others would want to follow God too? Last year, Josie Lindberg is a missionary to the students at University of Michigan. And she wrote a letter, and I just want to read this to you. It says, starts out, God, would you give me favor with the girls at Markley? This became a frequent prayer toward the end of the last semester. I was feeling tired and hoping that God would continue to use me in the dorms, even if I was facing discouragement or wasn't feeling my most energetic. One morning I was getting ready to go to campus and I came across Psalm 5:12. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with your favor as with a shield. I love it when God uses his word at just the right time in such a personal way. And I felt a renewed sense of excitement to get to work that day. And then she went out. The first student I met that afternoon was a freshman named Teresa. Our conversation easily transitioned into the topic of faith. Teresa shared that she had been around the church growing up. You know people who have been around the church growing up, but never felt that she understood the point of Christianity. What is the point of Christianity? To draw people to God, to be in relationship with God, to declare God's praises and to help others to declare God's praises too. She goes on to say, we started talking about the problem of our sin and about how Jesus is the solution for that. And it seemed like something was clicking for her. She told me that for the first time she understood that even though she always felt distant from God, and there are many people in our lives that feel distant from God, because she knows she isn't perfect, she can have a close relationship with God because Jesus died in her place for her sin. Teresa decided to place her faith in Jesus instead of her ability to be a good person. How many people do we know that say they're a good person? And that's why they'll go to heaven. And then Teresa admitted that before I had stopped by, she had been feeling overwhelmed about an exam and hopeless in general. She said, it's like God sent you here at just the right time. I feel so much peace. And so God the Father sent Jesus at just the right time so that we here today could experience God's love and God's peace. I don't know about you, but I do not want to be a part of an exclusive club for the in crowd. I want to be a part of the living, breathing, and sometimes messy body of Christ. The church, God's gift to the world, that others might, through the body of Christ, come to know the love of God through Jesus our Savior. As we approach the sacrament of communion this morning, will you open your life up to more of God's leading, that you might trust in God, that you might follow God, that you might be obedient to what God asks you to do this week. And who knows, maybe there will be a Teresa in your life that needs to know the love of God, that needs to know that God still loves them even though they may have been distant from God. And that sin cannot separate us from God because we have the love of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed on a cross, that our sins might be forgiven. Would you be willing to walk with someone this week who needs to know those things? Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's people around your neighborhood, or maybe it's someone you meet in the market. Would you? Would you follow Jesus? Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for your love and grace, and ask in Jesus' name that you would draw us to yourself, that we might be the people of God that you have intended us to be, that we might be bold, that we might be loving, that we might be kind and giving to others. Lord, that we might be the Word of God for people who have never read the Bible, that we might be the love of God for those who have felt so discouraged and so distant from God, that we might just be your people, praising your name and shouting hallelujah. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,